We learned today of the death last week of Cy Wexler, who was a different kind of filmmaker. He made movies with names like Wonders in Your Own Backyard, or Human Heredity, or Clinical Applications of Microporous Tape. That last title may have been seen only by medical students, but Cy Wexler projects like The Great Rights, an animated 1963 short, were instructional cinema seen in classrooms all over the country.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal.
Millie!
That they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. That among these rights are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
By the way, the voice of Millie in The Great Rights was, as you might have guessed, June Foray, better known as the voice of Rocky the Flying Squirrel. Bill Scott, who was the voice of Bullwinkle, was also in that one. Cy Wexler was 88 when he died and left behind a lifetime of work that was all about movies and education. Joining us from Los Angeles is his son, Howard Wexler. And Howard, perhaps you can begin by telling us about how your father got involved in movie making during the Second World War.
My dad was drafted enlisted into the Army and became part of the Signal Corps, which made instructional films for the Corps of Engineers. So when the Army had to build a bridge across the river, the Signal Corps would make an instructional film about that building of a bridge. And my father was a cameraman in that unit.
Did he believe in the power of film to teach?
Oh, he certainly did. He was a master teacher because he could take a difficult subject and make it simple and visual, so people of all ages then could understand a complex subject. Doctors would come to him, propose a subject that was extremely difficult even on paper, and Cy would somehow figure a way to make it interesting, educational, entertaining, and informative.
The brain burns oxygen and glucose at rates 10 times the average of other tissues at rest, day and night, night and day, for a lifetime.
He received awards for every single film. I think he liked the simple ones, something like Squeak the Squirrel.
Squeak the Squirrel. What happened in Squeak the Squirrel?
Squeak the Squirrel was a very, very early film, probably about 1952, about a squirrel learning ways to teach himself how to get food. In other words, a peanut was dangling from a string, and the squirrel couldn't quite reach the peanut, so he had to push a little block over so he could stand on the block and reach the food. That film is my favorite because that squirrel lived in our house for a while in a cage, but it was just a wild squirrel that was tamed, and the squirrel learned by himself how to climb this little block and push the block over to reach the food. So in a sense, it's kind of a metaphor for kids and adults that you can overcome any obstacle. You can learn things if you have to.
Heredity is the passing of characteristics or traits from parents to their children.
One of the popular titles was something called Human Heredity, mm-hmm. and that went through 4 editions. In other words, every 4 or 5 years they would remake it to change hairstyles and wardrobe. But it was really one of the first sex education films to be popular in the classroom because it treated the subject in a very tame way, and kids learned how conception takes place. And this is in the 50s when you couldn't really say that word.
Your father's movies were probably seen by millions and millions and millions of Americans, most of them in school, I guess. But did he ever yearn for making the next Gone with the Wind instead?
My father was really happy making educational films. He really liked to share his love of science and the world with other people, and in particular, secondary grades. I don't think he would have been happy with 40-foot trucks and a big crew.
Well, thank you very much for talking with us about your
Quite
father.
Welcome.
Howard Wexler spoke to us from Los Angeles about his father, Cy Wexler, the maker of so many educational films, who died last week at the age of 88.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.